the broadcast day with Dave and Pat and Charlie in the studio. Art Lewis in your home studio, as we say good morning once again. We're all together here.
Good morning.
Election Day 2020. Mm-hmm. We'll be together tonight, too.
Yep.
Election night. Dave Maurer doing the anchoring from WSW's Election Central in the first hour. Dave will turn it over to myself, along with you, Art, and Pat. Though you'll be home in your broadcast studio locations. A chance to have some, we'll call it calls and conversation. We'll invite listeners to call if they'd like tonight in the first hour and talk about their election experiences, perhaps, or their predictions if they'd like to make them before polls close. We'll do that between 7 and 8 o'clock. And then with CBS News providing the bulk of our coverage because of the national election status.
Yeah, presidential race, that's a big one.
And, of course, the news team will be on hand.
Yeah, and Williams will be coordinating everything here behind the scenes. Rick Antonio will be here. Pat will be helping out with some digital things. And Michael Persia will be working on things in the wee hours of the morning, helping with things tomorrow morning when some of us are a little ragged on the edges, you might say. And James Paxson will be here. We've got a big crew coming in tonight.
Everybody involved. And, of course, most importantly, listeners involved with us.
We yes.
We thank them for that. Just a few tidbits I'll throw out there. Polls open at 7, as we say, close at 8. But remember, for those who are looking for those immediate results from Michigan at 8 o'clock, you don't get them because the western half of the UP is still open until 9.
Right.
Our friends in that different time zone.
Ah, they're all Packer fans anyways. Can't we just right. move on yeah. with it?
That's a good point.
Bunch of cheeseheads. What do they know? Yeah.
That's a good point. If you're looking for some of the localized results, remember, in some cases, you have candidates and, dare I say, issues that cross county lines.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, like the Delta College yeah. Millage crosses three counties.
Hmm. You know,
yeah, pull that all together.
You got to remember that, and candidates with the way that the districts are drawn, you know, so don't mm-hmm. think just because, hey, my county's in, now I know such and such one.
Nope.
Time out.
Delta's interesting because they have board positions on the ballot. Mm-hmm. And there are board positions from Saginaw Bay and Midland, and they're on all the ballots.
You get to
vote for all of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Different, you know, you vote one here and two there and one here or one, but whatever. But there's three different sections of Delta candidates.
And just those little things to keep in mind. And, of course, just because you have a vote total, you know, depending how close it is, you might be hearing calls of, as much as you're hearing some of the national discussions, what happens with an election count, sometimes those local recounts happen and the way things play out. I understand they're already looking for calls from Dixville Notch and from Millsville this
Dixville
morning.
Dixville Notch, I read it was already in.
Yeah.
So I said those early on.
They're already calling for recounts on social media.
Oh, they're calling for recounts. Yeah,
yeah right.
It was first time ever. It was, first time since Nixon, I think, it was uniform.
In Dixville Notch, yeah. I like what you said earlier, Charlie. It's like, it was 5-0, right, was the vote. So everybody there knows who they voted for.
So there goes your election privacy.
And don't forget when you vote to turn your ballot over, because there are so many things on the ballot this time that it's both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
yep.
make sure you turn it over, and don't forget to vote for the nonpartisan judges.
that's a very good point to make. Just there's a lot of things happening with Election Day 2020. As much as it's a presidential election getting the attention, there are, of course, control of the Senate and House nationally, as well as in your own state. And your local issues, too, right down to maybe some village questions and such that could be what is going to be something that affects you so personally and directly.
Yeah, that's right. Got some close House races, it sounds like, to the western side of the state. Maybe not so much around our area.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, you know, there's a lot of attention being paid to the Peters-James Senate race.
Right. Yes, too, right.
That's a toss-up.
Who's the last Republican that held a Senate seat?
It's been 40 years.
That seat? Oh, because
No.
Any seat?
No. What was the business guy?
Was it Spence
name?
Abraham?
Spence Abraham.
Was it Spence? Okay.
Right, yeah. He lost to Stabenow.
In
2000, right.
I'm just trying to remember,
he was just a one-termer, right?
If I'm not mistaken, got in and was voted out.
And then he lost, yeah.
You know, just sometimes you hear about those long-held seats. It could be for either party because, in you know, some cases, the Republican holds a seat for a long time, or a Democrat, and you're trying to remember who was the last of the other party.
That's a good point, though, because, you know, in this state with governors, it seems like we go every 8 years and switch up that. But not so much with the Senate seats.
No.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So that'll be interesting because, yeah, that's being rated as a toss-up right now.
We've got a big House race over in the Grand Rapids area. Republican Peter Meyer and Democrat Hillary Scholten vying in what may be Michigan's most competitive House race after Representative Justin Amish decided not to seek re-election.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So that's,
yeah,
that's
that
a good one.
And then Fred Upton is in a close race, too, for his seat.
So a lot of things that are happening. How much of it we will have tonight for you during our Election Center coverage on WSW? Don't know.
But, you know, I've been watching this long enough now, and I looked at the ballot this morning. I can predict with assuredly half the winners on my ballot, without question.
Those who are running unopposed?
Those are the guys.
Yeah. That's kind of the way it is in Bay County, too. You see Democrat, 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 and no opposition up and down the line, other than a couple of them.
Or in my township, for example, Republican, 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 Republican. Same thing, you know. So I can predict both the Democrats and the Republicans with a surety.
Join us tonight, Election Central coverage on WSGW. It all starts at 7 o'clock. Look forward to you participating with WSGW.